Dr. Frank Bowling joins us every Thursday for our weekly visit. Creating wellness is what we call it. Doc, you ever have any interns your way?
I have had a few, yes. Have had a few wander through there, yes.
Aubrey's here learning the ropes today on the at the radio station. We're trying to show everything we know, but
well,
I don't know what we're going to do for the rest of the time. We're done.
I mostly show my interns what not to do, so I don't know if that applies to you or not.
Dr. Frank Bowling from the Bowling Chiropractic Center, of course, on Main Street in the heart of downtown Washington. What do you got for us this week, Doc?
Well, a little philosophy again. I think I posted this, actually. I didn't. This quote is not from me. It says, everywhere I look, life is in a process of healing from something. A plant that has been stepped on fights to come back to life. A tree that has lost branches sprouts new growth. An animal that has lost a leg learns to run on three. Life is always reaching for life. It's an unbroken circle, like a lover reaching for their beloved or a child holding onto his mother until the pain passes. Life is programmed to heal itself, and it will strive towards that with all its will. So, of course, I'm always talking about that with my chiropractic work, and this made me think of my old chiropractic college president, Dr. Sid Williams. He's long gone now, but I think I've talked about the fact that every Thursday morning he would make us attend a student assembly where he would stand up there and preach chiropractic philosophy and principles and so forth. And he had this habit. If I've seen him do this once, I've seen him do it 1,000 times. He would pull his keys out of his pocket, and he would hold them out in front of him, and he would let go. And, of course, if you do that, the keys fall to the ground. That is the law of gravity, and it works every time. They're not going to float up into the sky. Let go of the keys. They're going to fall to the floor. And so he was comparing that to the chiropractic principle that the body is intelligent. It's designed to heal itself. If you remove interference to the expression of that ability, it will have a strong tendency to do that. Just like the quote that I read, where life is it's just constantly striving to express itself. And then, let's see, I have another quote here from somebody else. It says, all the creative power of the universe streams through us if we don't block it. So again, that power is inside of us. It's trying to express itself. We're just looking to remove blockages, remove interference to the expression of that power. Another one of my old mentors, Dr. Chuck Ribley, he's passed away as well, but I heard him speak one time, and he stands up there and he says, the body heals itself, right? And we're all, yeah, the body heals itself. He says, no, the power that made the body heals the body. And that's just kind of another way of looking at it, but wherever life comes from, you know, whatever your belief system is, once we are created, that power doesn't go off and make another one. It stays in there, and it's what runs our bodies. It's the expression of that power, whether it's a digestion or circulation or the glandular system, whatever it is. Normal expression of that intelligence is what health is. And of course, at the Bowling Chiropractic Center, all I'm doing in there, I'm not trying to stimulate anything. I'm not trying to inhibit anything. I'm trying to remove interference to the expression of that God-given self-healing ability, Duane.
It's not rocket science, is what you're saying.
It's not.
It's a very simple concept.
It is, and we don't give it enough credit. You know, that's what drives my life. You know, I'm still using my cane. It was 7 weeks ago today I had this foot surgery, but I know the body is designed to heal itself. It's just a matter of time. It is my 100% intention and expectation to be back to full strength eventually. I don't know how soon, but you know, you got to start with that. You got to start with that belief in your own inner power. Without that, you know, we're going to run off and try all these other things, and you know, very often it's not necessary.
There's power in positive thinking. I've said that a million times.
Absolutely,
100% agree with that. Absolutely.
Different ways to interfere with the expression of that intelligence. One of them is structural. That's what I do in my office. Try to remove interference to the nerve system. There's chemical interference, and then, of course, as you just said, there is a mental and emotional component. And you can interfere with the expression of your own inner intelligence just with the stinking thinking, Duane.
There you go. Well, a new poll found the average person starts feeling aches and pains at age 37.
Oh, my.
They say that's when your back starts barking and your knees start to buckle.
Well.
But believe it or not, this went on to say back pain was not actually people's top complaint. It says now legs, neck, and shoulders.
Well, it all is traceable back to the spine.
There you go. Every time. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So not just back, neck, shoulder pains. Anytime is good time for chiropractic care. Dr. Frank Bowling of the Bowling Chiropractic Center gets the job done. And here's the best part about it. $20.
$20.
$20 every visit.
Can't get a pizza for $20 these
days. Cannot. Not loaded anyway.
That's exactly right.
How do they get a hold of you, sir?
254-0246, bowlingchiropractic.com, 312 East Main.
Have a great week.
Yes, sir. You too.